In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I think, excuse me, I've got something in my throat. I think, as most of you know, one of my favorite activities is to go fishing. And I have read this particular passage, I don't know how many times. I think we all have read it dozens of times. But for some reason, this past week, when I was doing my study on our gospel lesson, something stood out to me, something had never stood out before. I finally caught something, so to speak. See what I did there? It's possible to read something dozens of times and miss something, okay? A famous example, Sir Isaac Newton wrote Mathematica Principia, and nobody for 300 years caught on to the fact that he'd made a simple math error in one of the equations that he shows in there. So if he can go by 300 years with one little tiny mistake, no matter what you've done, you can probably break through it too. That's a good lesson from that. But I read this, and something just suddenly stood out to me. I realized that I'd been reading something wrong or reading it without noticing something really important. And it says right there when we start the lesson, it says that the people were coming to hear the word of God. It doesn't say they came to hear about God. It doesn't say they came to hear somebody say something about God. It says that they came to hear the word of God. And so that struck me, and I thought, I wonder if that means something. I wonder, so somebody has compiled these concordances, you know, where you can look up references to different things. The famous one is Strong's. You can go through and you can look up these different references to different things. And so I went and I did a little study on this. That phrase, to hear the word of God, appears four times in the Gospel of Luke. Each and every single time that it appears in the Gospel of Luke, it's about people going to hear Jesus preach. Okay? All four times. Now, if you go to the book of Acts, and what's significant about the relationship between Luke and Acts? The same person wrote them both. Okay? So, when you go to the book of Acts, that phrase, to hear the word of God, appears 14 times. And it's not Jesus speaking. It's about preaching the new kingdom of God. Each and every single one of those times is about people proclaiming the gospel. There's been a shift. I think he intended to do this. The people who wrote these gospels, I mean, all these letters in the Bible, they were pretty smart, okay? We miss, because we translate it from Greek into English, we miss some of the nuances there. But they're really, really good stuff. 14 times the author uses this phrase in the book of Acts that he only used four times in Luke. And the difference is that it went from being Jesus telling us the word of God to the apostles, to the fishermen who were out to catch people proclaiming the word of God. That's a significant shift. That means, follow me here, that means that when we are speaking about the church, whenever we are proclaiming the good news, whenever we are telling people of the salvation that they can have, of the peace that they can have through Jesus, of the love that they can find through God, we are not just telling people about God, we are proclaiming the word of God. That's powerful. That's really powerful. It's not just us that we're talking about. It's not just some idea. My brothers and sisters, when we proclaim love out into the streets of this broken world, we are proclaiming the word of God. That's what God needs the world to hear. That's what God has put upon our hearts to go out and speak. We are proclaiming the word of God. Now, whenever I grew up, I learned the Bible verse here that we concluded the lesson with a little differently. And so if I break into, we will be fishers of men, you'll have to excuse me, but that's how I learned it as a kid in the King James Version of the Bible. We are called to go out and to cast a wide net by proclaiming this word of God. We are called to leave these walls, to go out into this sin-sick world and tell people that they are loved, that they are appreciated, that they are cherished, and that they can find the peace which passes all understanding through the person of Jesus Christ. We're going to cast that net, and we don't know what kind of fish we might catch. You'd be surprised. I've gone out bass fishing and caught a trout, okay? I'm just happy to catch something, okay? I love to go fishing. Fish do not love to be caught, though, especially not by me, and I'm just thrilled whenever I can catch anything. My brothers and sisters, we need to be excited when we can catch someone. Maybe someone who doesn't look like us or act like us or love like us or talk like us, but someone out there who needs to hear the Word of God. And we need to be willing and ready to reel that person in. Because each and every one of us are called to be those fishermen. Each and every one of us need to hear that message as much as everyone outside these walls. It's tough to get going in the morning to go fishing, especially when you're a pessimist and you're assuming you're not going to catch anything. Our faith is not just a private matter. Our faith should dictate how we live our lives and how we interact with others and what we want to see in the world. And my brothers and sisters, it's difficult for us, and I'm an Episcopalian too. I know how this goes, you know. We are the chosen frozen. I get that. But that's not going to do someone outside of these walls any good to sit here and simply be open on Sunday morning and hope that one of those lost fish jump into this tank. It's not. We got to go, and we got to tell them that God loves them. And better than that, because you can tell somebody, you know, I love you, you're blue in the face, but that doesn't matter. You got to show them that you love them. Mm-hmm. It's important, because can you imagine leaving this world and never really knowing that you were loved and appreciated? Not even just by another human being, but not even by God. No, my brothers and sisters, we have got to go out there and preach to these people. And you do it best, not by words, but you do it by your actions. You have to be living proof of a loving God, and that's what we are going to do. That's our bait. And here's the best deal. Whenever I go fishing, it's a very strict catch and release policy. I catch them and then I release them into hot grease. I mean, that's... it's true. We are catching people, not to chew them up and spit them out. We are catching people out of danger, out of unlove, and bringing them to a place of peace. We've got to go and catch them. We are called to be fishers of men, fishers of people. I want to be gender correct. We are called to go out and fish. The question is, my brothers and sisters, are we willing to do what it takes to do the dirty work of going out and catching people? Are we willing to put ourselves on the line, to maybe make ourselves uncomfortable so that we can go out there and proclaim that word of God, even when it's uncomfortable, even whenever it might bring us problems in our life? If you look at the three guys we are talking about today, Simon, later called Peter, James and John. Peter, Simon, winds up being crucified upside down. James' death, he's the first martyr of the apostles. His death is recorded in the book of Acts, put to death by the sword by Herod Agrippa. And then John, depending on which story you want to understand about his demise, dies in exile. Those men didn't know what was in store for them. Whenever they got up, took that call to go out and preach, They didn't know what was in store for them. But they gave up everything they had because they knew that the message that they were going to go out and proclaim was not only new and exciting, but worth giving up all that they had so that the world could hear it. What are we willing to give up to go fishing? I'm going to leave you with a little poem here. Jennifer and I were up in Ohio a couple months ago, and I found this little plaque, and I have it in my office there, and I had actually forgotten about it until this morning. Linda said something and reminded me of it, but I want you to hear these words, because they're so important and so true. We cast out the line, we reel in the bait, we witness the truth, then patiently wait. Some will ignore us, some will just glance, but for some we could be their very last chance. My brothers and sisters, go out and go fishing, and good luck. Amen.